We are answering your questions today on Jay Sekulow Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We're going to be taking your calls today, your questions on COVID-19, the response to that, the stimulus legislation. A lot of folks have got a lot of questions about how this impacts them, how it impacts their small business, how it impacts their church, how it impacts them individually. Now, as these systems are going live, trying to, again, answer your questions, because I think every one of these questions that we answer, probably thousands of people have the same question who are listening to the show, and they're benefiting from you who call in with these questions. So we're going to talk about that today, Dad, to really let people understand what Congress and the president has done for them to try to provide relief during such an uncertain time economically.
Yeah, one of the things we want to accomplish and really want to do here, and this is a big part of what we're doing, is we're spending a lot of time answering questions. Because the legislation can be confusing, and now it's going into effect, and people are starting to see the benefit of it. And there may be another one coming. We don't, you know, there may be a phase four here. There may need to be. So we want to make that as an available resource to our members from around the country, that people are calling in with needs. We're trying to answer those questions forthright. Look, we spent time last week talking about politics of some of this, but today we're really focusing on the questions that you have. In fact, for most of this week, we're going to be focusing on questions that you all have asked, because I think it's good information to get out for the American people right now. And obviously, you know, hopefully there won't be any kind of clinks, and, you know, there could be. But I do feel like that the government is really ready to deliver on this, and we're not going to have like that Obamacare meltdown we had with the rollout of Obamacare. That would certainly not be very good. And so far, it doesn't appear to be happening.
No, but again, people are just going to be, I think people are also going to just still are understanding what they could qualify for. And I've seen this in the past through this legislation where a lot of people who were qualified for relief and needed it didn't take it because they didn't know they were qualified or didn't know how it would be available to them. So what we're going to try to do through this broadcast is make sure you know what you could be eligible for. And remember, these are your dollars, taxpayer dollars that are coming to save your business, save your employees, save yourself in some cases, make sure you can pay your bills. And you are entitled to them as an American if you qualify. So you should do everything possible to check to see if you are. And some of the baseline numbers are pretty easy. And we'll talk about that, about who's qualified and who's not for those stimulus checks. Those are pretty easy.
But there's also extended unemployment benefits.
Yes, extended unemployment. Unemployment's been very broadened out. And so for people who may not have qualified a week and a half ago,
you may
qualify
now.
Yes. Now. So we're going to answer all of that for you, because we know there's so many questions that have been coming into the broadcast. And I know for every single person who has that question who gets on the air, that we're answering it for 10,000 or 20,000 more people who didn't get on the radio broadcast, or who might now know, hey, that relief could be available to me.
Look,
so we want to provide this as a service to you.
So I know this week the numbers of fatalities are going to go up every day. And rather than, and you're getting that from a lot of news sources, what we think we need to do this week is answer your questions. That we're lawyers, government affairs folks. We're not medical doctors. Obviously, we're praying for better outcomes and less fatalities. And as we did last week, we're going to pray. But we really want to spend the week. I want to do two things this week. Answer as many questions as we can answer. We're going to play some of the broadcasts that we've previously done that have answered some of these questions. We're going to play some of the interviews from some of the government leaders, too, so you can hear from them what they're doing. So there's some encouragement out here in what is going to be a very difficult, difficult week.
And we encourage you as well, as always, to stay updated with us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. To stay updated with all the cases, all the work we've got going on, that's aclj.org. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey.
It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at ACLJ.org.
Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at ACLJ.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at ACLJ.org. For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at ACLJ.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at ACLJ.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. I want to take Robert's call in Maryland on line one. The president has used the language again, a witch hunts, and more political hoaxes, even during this time when our country and the whole world is going through and facing this pandemic, the economic consequences people are facing. Well, of course, politics rears its ugly head in partisanship. Robert calling from Maryland. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. What specifically is the witch hunt that the Democrats are engaging again against President Trump, and what could be motivating it, particularly during a time of a national crisis such as a pandemic of the coronavirus?
Well, this would be the third Mueller report. It's a way to
volume
go
volume four, I actually call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, volume four, really. I mean, if you go through the two volumes of Mueller, but so what? There's two committees.
Two
now.
Volumes we've of now Mueller, Ukraine,
out,
and now this.
We've now found out there's two committees. They want. Nancy Pelosi wants one that would have to be voted on by the House, by the way. They'd have to approve this select committee. She wants it led by Jim Clyburn,
who,
by the way, endorsed Joe Biden. So he's directly involved in this case.
Who also said, yes. Wasn't it Clyburn who said, hey, you take advantage of a moment like this,
yep.
And this way you can get things you want and reshape the country.
Said a pandemic is, quote, gives the Democrats, quote, a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. This committee would overlook how the spending was done because they've got some concerns about the corporate side of the spending, which is actually the smaller side of this stimulus side when you're talking about the big corporations. And then Adam Schiff wants a second committee, of course, focusing on the intelligence side. That would mean him.
Right.
To look at this when the pandemic is over, as I said, because I think most of them believe President Trump still will get reelected. And they would like to try and figure out a way to impeach him again.
Keep the lawyers
busy. I'm not kidding about that.
I know.
This
is
not a joke. I see that as a direct move to try and come up with another reason to pass articles of impeachment against President Trump if Democrats retain control of the House after the November elections. This is an interesting question from Clint in Kentucky. Small business owner, line 5. Clint, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Yep.
Hey, Clint. Hey, thank you, brother. God bless y'all for
Thanks.
Everything y'all do. So I own a tattoo and piercing salon here in Bowling Green, and each employee is subcontracted. Would I be able to apply for them to be able to stay on board and get paid so they wouldn't have to do unemployment? Or since they're actually self-employed, would they each individually have to apply?
Well, you would not be able to apply to have them continue on your payroll because they're not on your payroll. You pay them as an independent contractor. Now, let me ask this question: when someone places an order, do they go through? Do they pay you, or do they pay the artist?
They pay me as the business.
And then you pay the artist.
On percentage. Yes, pay them.
Okay. And you issue a 1099?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not employees. Harry, I don't think that would qualify. What do you think, Harry?
I think that your analysis is precisely correct. They would be seen as an independent contractor within the meaning of IRS regulations, and as a consequence, they could apply, for instance, if they are laid off, perhaps for unemployment through their state. But the individual who works to sell the artwork would not necessarily be able to pay them.
Now, Jordan, they do qualify. They will be getting, if they've been filing taxes, making less than the thresholds,
they'll get the initial stimulus checks. And you might be getting that too, Clint. So that check also is available to you. So that's the $1,200. And then, is there anything there, Harry, anything in this for Clint so he could continue to pay rent, so he could pay his mortgage while the business is closed?
There, under the provisions of the CARES Act, small businesses can include mortgage payments, payments of interest on any covered mortgage obligations, payments of rent, payments on utilities, for instance. Those things are covered potentially with respect to the loan program as part of the Paycheck Protection Program. And so I would urge him to look into that either through the SBA, which is probably inundated today, or through his local bank.
Yeah. Than, you had something you wanted to add to that?
Yeah, Jay, I just wanted people to understand that the reason that this is a tiered approach, there's the stimulus checks, which just about everybody gets. There's the Small Business Administration loans to try to keep people on payroll. And then there's the dramatic expansion of the unemployment insurance for people that aren't able to be kept on payroll. Jay, the intention was never that everybody would get all three of those components, but they were layered in there so that everyone would get something to try to ease the pain here. So just because you don't qualify in one particular place, I want people to understand that they were layered in so that you would get something in one faction or another. So don't be discouraged if you don't get one piece of it. There's another piece of it that probably does apply to you.
All right, let's go ahead and let's try to get another call. And let's keep Harry staying with us, right? Yeah, we continue this. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, let's go to Tom in California. Interesting question on line four. Tom, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. I need your help. The local broadcasters, the TV broadcasters in Southern California, are interrupting and discontinuing the Washington briefing from the task force on the coronavirus. So it prevents me, in particular, from getting firsthand information as to what's going on in this national crisis.
All right, so do you have cable? Tom?
No, I do not. I do not have cable, and I do not have internet, and I do not have a smartphone. I'm talking on a flip phone.
Okay, because C-SPAN is covering them top to bottom. But what's happening is the networks, and even the cable networks, including Fox, are staying in there for a little while, and they're pulling out. I mean,
they're going back and forth,
and that's... Where were you getting the briefings before? On your local TV?
Yes, on the local TV channels, and I've noticed them periodically.
Yeah, they can't continue. Here's why. Let me tell you the problem they have. The problem they have, Tom, is they can't sell commercials during that time because they're taking a block of 2.5 hours, and they're trying to stay in business too. And I know this is difficult, but we're on 1,000 radio stations. We are on TV. We are on all the social media platforms. And radio and TV advertising is drying up right now. It's a problem. So for a local station to say, we're going to block out 2.5 hours, not have commercials, not have breaks. I mean, Harry, this is where the repercussions of this are real.
Absolutely. And in addition to what you've just said, the hotel industry has been decimated. The travel industry has been decimated. On the other hand, I would say, Jay, there there is a glimmer of hope, and that comes from so-called essential businesses, supermarkets and grocery stores, big box stores, pharmacies. All of those essential businesses are beginning to hire individuals. So Walmart, for instance, is planning to hire 150,000 hourly associates to meet increased demand during the coronavirus outbreak. Instacart is planning to hire up to 300,000 yeah. individuals. So there are some other economic opportunities, but part of what's going on, of course, is businesses are taking advantage of this crisis to restructure their operations. And so some of the retail stores like Macy's and these other stores, they are shrinking. On the other hand, so-called essential businesses are beginning to expand.
I was going to also tell Clint that get rid of the flip phone, get a phone that can handle data, because, Stan, as you said, the press conference are being streamed on a zillion sites. Ben?
I think during this time that's great advice, Jay, because, look, there are going to be restrictions from typical news sources, but you can get them all over the place online, Facebook, Periscope, Twitter, all different sorts of places. And by the way, it's also a great place to follow a broadcast like the one we're showing you here. So I think that's good advice during this time, Jay.
You don't have to have internet access. Those phones now have high enough speed to carry live video with just the phone service. So, I mean, I think you just have to adapt to what we're situation is. You cannot rely on the old means of communication. You cannot rely, as Harry said, on the old means of employment. I did it today, Dad, on the way in. I stopped at a Walgreens quickly. They had a couple items I needed. They had a few things I didn't. I was thinking on the way home, I have a mask. I have one mask because I'm kind of the designated person in our house that's going out right now as we come into the studio and things like that. And I decided, you know, instead of stopping by the grocery store on the way home, which is a busier place, and if I had to, you know, with young children, I would. But I ordered on Postmates on the way in, and it's already at the house. Ordered what I needed. So, I mean, those kind of jobs Harry's talking about, Postmates, Instacart has got a two-day delay right now. You've got – so they're actually not doing deliveries until Monday if you order today. They need to staff up, and as they say, they are staffing up. And you can do these jobs in your community. And right now, people are actually tipping more than usual. They're offering more.
If you can afford, do it.
So, I mean, I think if you're young enough to do that job, it's a great way to start getting cash in your pocket immediately, pretty quickly. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at aclj.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at aclj.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at aclj.org. It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at aclj.org.
www.thewitchhunt.org. Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at aclj.org.
Secchio Live, this is Jordan Secchio. I was just watching actually a television ad from Volkswagen. And it was just interesting to see how they're advertising. Just car dealerships are still open, and they have to be because people need service on their cars. They're kind of deemed it could be essential, of course, to deliver things, and people need to be able to move around. But like what Volkswagen is offering now, I think this happened from a lot, is 180 days before you make your first payment. 6 months.
Yeah.
That's six.
Low interest or no interest.
No interest and 6 months until you make your first payment.
So, well, those are the ways to try.
Those are creative ways to stimulate the economy. Because they at least have something on their books coming 6 months from now. Realize that. So that to me tells, when we're looking at all this, and for people who are looking at this, think about how these big corporations like a Volkswagen, and they're looking 6 months down the road before they think you're going to be able to make a payment. Before they can make some profit, and they're trying to do what they can to keep their dealerships alive and keep their inventory flowing. Let's go to the phones. Dan in Michigan on line 4. Dan, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Dan.
God bless you, gentlemen. Thanks. You for everything you do for people.
Sure.
My question is, me and my wife filed our taxes, and we should get a stimulus check.
Right.
What I'm hearing is, though, is the following year when we get, if we get a refund, the government's going to get that stimulus check back.
No.
Is that true?
No, it's not. The stimulus check is a stimulus check. It's not taxable. It's not subject to recall. If you qualify for, if in your household, husband and wife, do you file jointly?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if you make less than $150,000.
$190,000,
jointly. You will get the two checks, which would be $2,500.
Yeah, the $2,400. Is it $2,600?
What do they end up doing? What is the $1,250 or
so? $1,200 per adult, $500 per eligible child.
The kids,
so
right.
family of four.
So it's $2,400. You have minor children?
No, sir.
Okay, so it's $2,400,
and that's it.
I mean, that's it. You get it. They're going to directly deposit it.
You decide how you want to use
bank.
It.
And I want to go to Harry on this because Harry, the idea with the stimulus is to keep people. If you're working. Is to keep the economy moving here. If you're getting the stimulus and you're still employed, they want it in the economy, or at least as a protection, or that's the idea here.
Right. The idea is precisely to continue individuals' ability to purchase goods and services going forward. It's very possible, I think Fan is correct, that in the next 3, 4, 5 weeks, the government will need to re-examine this, but there's really a tiered approach to virtually help every single individual and business in the economy through various programs, because really what the objective is to ensure that the United States economy doesn't implode while we deal with this pandemic. At the same time, I would point out that there is a glimmer of hope coming out of countries like Italy. The number of confirmed cases is continuing to drop. In Bucks County in Pennsylvania, they've reported a decrease in the number of cases. In Washington State and Maryland and other states, they are reporting that they are not approaching a crisis point in terms of hospital beds. So it is possible that by the middle of the summer, or perhaps within the next couple of weeks, that good news will begin to trump the bad news that we are dealing with currently.
All right, very good. Thanks, Harry. All right, let's grab another call. Look, here's our goal over the next 2 weeks for you. We're going to answer as many questions about this as we can. And you're going to hear, and we're going to take some of the programs, we're going to take the best questions that have been asked over the last 2 weeks, put it together for you, broadcast it, so you have the answers to this. Now, we can't give you individual tax or legal advice, but we're giving you general principles that you at least can have an intelligent conversation with your accountant or tax lawyer.
Or your bank, so you can go to the next level with this.
Exactly.
Henry in Ohio, Alive 5. Henry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Henry.
Yes, thanks, Jay, and all you guys. God bless you for your work, and God bless the United States. We just had a church board meeting earlier this week in regards to the CARES Act and how it affects churches, 501c3s. The biggest concern that our congregation and our church board has is that if we accept this and apply for the loan, don't lay anybody off, and it is forgivable, does that place us under the anti-discrimination laws versus what the Bible preaches against?
It does not.
Et cetera, et cetera.
It does not. It does not interfere with the tenets of your faith. It does not interfere with the positions that any religious order or organization or denomination would take. So there's not what we would call condition precedence. In other words, if you take this money or a condition subsequent, you know, to apply for this money, you have to do this, condition precedent. If you take this money, you must do that, condition subsequent. Those don't exist here. The idea is to keep, this is not to do social engineering. This is to keep your church functioning. That's what the administration's trying to do. That's what Congress is trying to do.
Thank you. And in a way, a gift to churches from the small business.
Yes, because normally this wouldn't happen.
Any nonprofits, including religious organizations and churches especially, would be excluded from any of these kind of programs.
Dan, what's your thought on that?
Yeah, this is really important, Jay, and you and Jordan both said it correctly. I've been on the phone with Leader Scalise's office this morning. He is working very hard to make sure this gets applied correctly. And look, some of the banks are not going to be familiar with this because of what Jordan just said. A typical Small Business Administration loan, a religious eligibility worksheet would apply. It does not apply to this stimulus. Jay, just let me quickly read this. Only two conditions apply for this loan. Number one, whether the borrower was operational on February 15th. And number two, whether the borrower was paying salaries and payroll taxes at that time. And I'll just follow up real quickly. Treasury got this right. I've got the application in my hand right now. The very first box at the top that you check is a place for nonprofits, including churches, to apply for this. Only those two conditions apply under the statute.
Yeah, so Henry, I would not, and I'm a religious liberty advocate, I would not be concerned. I think you're fine.
No,
keep your church functioning.
Yeah, and that's that is the intention of this, is to
keep your staff employed. That's the goal there.
Religious organizations ready to go, as many have had to go online and, you know, do their services.
And I know tithing and gifts are off to churches because people aren't there. So the idea here is we're trying to help this and keep your staff employed. All right, let's grab another call.
Yep, 1-800-684-3110. Eric in New Mexico on line 3. Eric, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, guys. Thanks for everything you do. I'm a big fan of you. My question is, I'm a veteran and I have a child, but I don't pay taxes. Am I still going to be eligible?
Yeah, I think, Dan, my understanding is if you filed a tax return last year, did you file a tax return last year?
No, I don't pay taxes at all.
Well, if you don't pay taxes at all, you're still eligible. Yeah, you're going to get it. You're just not going to get a direct deposit.
Patty in California on line 6, been holding on. Patty, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Jay. Thank you. My family and everybody I talk to about this, and everybody's talking about it. Isn't there a law to protect our president from people trying to take over our government or trying to take him out?
It's called elections. That's the law. And look, there's been a couple of attempts to take the president out. I would know. I handled them. And what we're trying to do on our broadcasts is provide as much information to you to help you, our listeners and members, to understand what you're entitled to under this relief, what you're not entitled to under this relief, so that we can move this forward as a country. We're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. We'll be back in a moment, 800-684-3110. Back with more.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.